All of these things that we have been talking about are pieces of
furniture.
What do you call, say when it gets dark at night, and you want to have some privacy in your house, particularly in the bedrooms, instead of closing the drapes, you might pull down
shades.
Would there be two words that you would use there? One would be for what they cover. What kind of shades?
Window shades.
There's another, something else that some people have instead of window shades. And these don't, well, they can go up and down, but usually they don't. Usually they work on a tilting principle. What do you call those?
Blinds.
And you mentioned that you would store your clothes in a closet. Is there a way that you would refer to this, say, using the word for what was stored in it as well as closet?
Sorry, I didn't follow you there.
No, I didn't follow myself either on that. Instead of just saying closet, when you're thinking of hanging articles of wearing apparel in it, you might say that it's a some kind of closet.
Oh, clothes closet.
That was hard. I haven't thought of a good way of getting that one yet. What about a kind of closet that is not built into the wall? Do you know any words for that? Say one that you can move around like a piece of furniture.
Oh, yes, wardrobe. Believe it or not, we've got one at my house now that I keep my stuff in. An old timer gave it to us about 20 years ago. And my wife antiqued it, and I wouldn't take it pretty for her. She keeps saying she wants it thrown out.
Oh.
But I love that old thing, and no telling how old it is. This man could have been his grandfather's, I don't know, made of oak, solid oak.
I know what you mean. My father had one, and I wasn't able to move it down here, and it's still with relatives in Tennessee. But it was an oak, beautiful thing. Have you ever heard the word chiffreau before?
Yes, ma'am.
But how do they say it in Georgia?
Same, chiffreau.
That's what my father called his. I wondered.